Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, June 29th, 2017. This is episode 198 of The Big Show, and I think we've got a really great show for you today. There's so much worth talking about, so much we need to talk about. And by far the biggest story of the past week is that the EU fined Google $2.7 billion for anti-competitive practices, for breaking competition laws within the EU. And I've had a lot of my clients, I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, what's up with that? Is this a big deal? Is this not a big deal? And I thought we should kind of look at this and be, you know, ask, okay, Google, after getting fined, will Google be okay? So the thing you want to think about first and foremost is don't pay attention to the dollar amount. Yes, this is a massive fine. $2.7 billion is a big, huge, honking number. No matter how much money you have, nobody's going to go, eh, no biggie, right? So I made a crack to somebody. I was joking with somebody, and I was like, they're going to rummage through the couch cushions to dig this up. And that's not really true. Almost $3 billion is a big number. It's also not the important part of the story. First off, Google has $92 billion in cash, cash equivalents, and marketable securities on its books, and a bit over $18 billion in real, honest-to-goodness cash and cash equivalents just laying around. So, you know, it's a big number, but it's not material to their business. What's far more interesting and far more worth paying attention to is the rest of the ruling. And I mean this big time. This ruling is massive. Now, I need to start by saying I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV. I don't play one on the radio. So I don't claim to understand all the legal implications of this per se. But I have paid attention to monopoly situations going back to the Microsoft one with Netscape and the Department of Justice in the 90s. So there's a couple things we want to get out of the way that are just generally understood. The first is the nature of monopoly. Now, I'm reading directly from the EU's FAQ about this, their questions about this. This is a quote. They say, market dominance is, as such, not illegal under EU antitrust rules. I want to be very clear about this. Now, this isn't quoting, this is me. Market dominance is okay. If you win in the marketplace, that's totally fine. That's what's called a natural monopoly. You got there by being the best, at least so far as the market's aware. Maybe there's a better product out there, but if nobody bought it and you took first place and a dominant position, you're totally cool, right? So anybody who's saying, well, they're just doing this because they're big, that's not the problem. Now I'm going back to quoting the EU's fact sheet. They said, however, dominant companies have a special responsibility not to abuse their powerful market position by restricting competition either in the market where they are dominant or in separate markets, end quote. So the key takeaway here is it's okay to gain a natural monopoly, but you can't use that monopoly power to disadvantage competitors either in your primary market or in other markets. That's actually the thing that got Microsoft in trouble back in the 90s. They gained a natural monopoly in desktop computer operating systems, and then they used that to crush Netscape in a separate market, the market for internet browser software. That's a really key distinction. Now, that's what leads to what happened with Google here. And I want to point out that Ben Thompson at Stratechery made a really important observation. He pointed out that the EU describes a, quote, general internet search market, unquote, which Ben thinks is, and I agree with him completely, Anything other than, quote, 10 blue links, unquote, is a separate market. That's a big deal, right? I'm going to read from the EU's fact sheet. Again, quote, Google has abused its market dominance in general internet search by giving a separate Google product, Google Product Search, and Google Shopping an illegal advantage in the separate comparison shopping market, unquote. They're saying that comparison shopping is completely separate from general internet search. And like Ben, I have a major problem with this interpretation from the point of view of what's best for the customer. You know, who's to say that someone searching for Nike sneakers doesn't want to see comparison shopping as a result? Should it be the EU or should it be Google? The EU goes on to say, again quoting, the Commission decision does not object to the design of Google's generic search algorithms or to demotions as such, nor to the way that Google displays or organizes its search results pages. For example, the display of a box with comparison shopping results displayed prominently in a rich, attractive format. It objects to the fact that Google has leveraged its market dominance in general internet search into a separate market, comparison shopping. Google abused its market dominance as a search engine to promote its own comparison shopping service in search results whilst demoting those of rivals. Unquote. That's big. So in specific verticals, folks like Expedia, Booking.com, TripAdvisor, Amazon, Zillow, Indeed, Yelp, Wikipedia, and others have to be giddy in practice over this ruling. But if you go a little deeper, they should be deeply concerned. There's longer-term implications here that are a little troubling. And if you think about it, the funny part is that Google's use of content from Wikipedia and Yelp in its rich search results is really far more problematic than anything we're talking here. And even worse for Google, and again, as Ben Thompson pointed out, Google Shopping often results in paid ads, Google Product Search. This puts a huge threat on Google's entire business model, since paid search ads are where they make almost all of their money. So you're aware Alphabet is Google's parent company, and about 87%, or $21.4 billion out of $24.75 billion of all Alphabet revenues in Q1 2017 came from ad revenues. That's an enormous threat to how Google actually pays for all the things it does. And if that's worse, then we've got something even worser when the EU says, quote, in particular, Google has to respect the simple principle of equal treatment in its search results for its own comparison shopping product and rival comparison shopping products. Google has to apply the same processes and methods to position and display rival comparison shopping services in Google search results pages as it gives its own comparison shopping service. Unquote. That's huge. Huge. They say that if Google doesn't comply, they're going to come back at them and hit them with up to 5% of the average daily worldwide revenue that they make of Alphabet, with any payment backdated to when they started not complying with what the EU is saying here. So really, the EU, and to be fair, its third-party partners in this, FairSearch.org being prominent among them, which is backed by Microsoft, Expedia, Foundum, and others, essentially want oversight for how Google works as a search engine. That's massive. And that's why folks like Expedia, Booking.com, TripAdvisor, Amazon, Zillow, Indeed, Yelp, Wikipedia, and others shouldn't be too happy about this. Because they cannot want regulators being in a position to say how their products should work. I'm not really convinced that this ruling is actually good for consumers in the long run. Google didn't win in the marketplace by having a worse product. And while they absolutely, you know, antitrust is a complicated thing because they absolutely need to be doing what's good for customers and not beating up young, you know, smaller competitors who might be doing something better illegally. So this is definitely a dicey one. But Google's in big trouble and has a lot to be concerned about if regulators get to start saying how the search results should work and should look. And that's something that I'm troubled by. And I'm not saying you should be too, but I'd pay attention to it. So what should you take away from this? Well, not much immediately. First of all, Google is going to fight this. They're not, this case is not over. Fundamentally, they have to fight this because they don't want other people being able to say what their search results should look like. And that's going to take a while to work itself out. So just because of this ruling happening this week, I don't think we're going to see a change a week from now or 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now. Google hasn't said much about how they're going to respond, but this is far from over. Second, if I were Facebook, I'd be looking over my shoulder a lot too. Given Facebook's dominance in social media advertising, they've got a lot to lose if their competitors or regulators start looking into their activities and saying, wait, this might be a completely dominant, you know, this might be a separate market unto itself in which they do hold a monopoly power and in which, when we look at things they've done with Instagram, they are using that monopoly power illegally. That's really, really key to pay attention to. Because by defining general internet search as a narrow category of customer behavior, they've basically set the framework in place to say that there are other narrow categories as opposed to search more universally. So that's a big deal and something that I would be watching. And then the big takeaway for you, and I know this is a little, you know, looking at it both ways, but you're going to have to stay tuned to this one. Because a lot could change as Google fights this or makes business decisions based on this ruling. Google pulled Google News out of Spain after a new copyright law passed in 2014. And according to Ars Technica, that result has actually been pretty terrible for the Spanish news industry, who are the folks who wanted that copyright law in the first place. So Google could decide to make search work differently to comply. It could make search work differently because it's in its business interest to do so and to hell with what the EU is saying. Or it could be forced to make changes because ultimately loses its case. So if you rely on Google in Europe or in the EU countries specifically for part of your business, you definitely need to keep watching this. That's the big takeaway. This isn't over. Keep watching. Pay close attention because it's going to affect your business if you rely on Google in the EU countries. So, okay, Google, after getting fined, will Google be okay? For now, yes. For the long term, stay tuned. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, if I could ask you to click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to receive this podcast delivered to you each and every week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if I could ask you to provide a rating on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio, I'd really appreciate it. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. On Twitter, using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can email me using the email address podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, thanks again for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend, a fantastic week ahead, and I will look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, take care, everybody.